This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Happy Thursday, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Just call me...
Chef. Carrie? Bickers? Which one? Chef?
Normally when you say just call me, you've worked out what the name is. You ask.
Just call me. Not very good at improv.
I would have been great on Whose Line Is It? No, sorry, I'm distracted because I'm trying to make a toothless cake from what's the movie?
How to Train a Dragon.
Yeah. I've bitten off way more than I can chew. Yeah. I told our gorgeous listeners that I would make a cake for somebody. And look, I had a busy day and night throwing adding some cakes, and I think it's making some cakes has tipped me over the edge.
Yeah, I think you're deliriously tired. Your hands are all black because Toothless is black.
And you have black fondant everywhere.
It appears to be a kind of... just a blob, a black blob.
Well, Evie said, "Oh, are you making a lizard?" And I was like, "No,
that's kind of true. Isn't Spotless a dragon? Spotless. Yeah. Isn't he a really clean dragon?"
But I do need to find out if he has teeth because I didn't think he had because he's toothless. But you said he does have teeth, and I haven't got teeth sorted.
Oh,
anyway, I've got a long time to go.
Emma joins us on the phone now. Emma, you are the person who we are making the cake for. Everything we do is a team. If it's good, it's we. If it's bad, it's Bickmore. Emma, have you seen any progress photos of the cake so far?
I have. So I went on Instagram and I saw her making it and it looks amazing. I knew exactly what the shape was. I'm so excited.
Oh, thanks, Emma.
And so you know, Carrie, he has retractable teeth. So they can be there or not, doesn't matter.
Oh. Amazing.
So there's
good.
No
there
teeth.
You go.
There's
no teeth.
And does he have retractable feet as well? Because at the moment I can't see any feet.
No, we're good with the face. We're good with the face.
Why is
No, it's not just the face. You've got the whole body.
Why is his
Oh, my God, you've
back?
Done the whole thing.
Is that a wing?
Wing?
Is that a wing?
You are a legend.
Can't you see that? That's a wing. It's definitely a wing.
I thought you put his foot on his back.
No, mate, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm worried, Emma, because you were such a Toothless fan. You've even got a tattoo down your back, so it's not like you don't have a point of reference, although you probably can't turn around and see your back, so that's helpful.
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
Well, we'll keep touching base with you during the show, Em, and we'll send you some update pictures when we have them.
Awesome.
Bickmore, we have some an issue.
To do with the cake?
No.
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 If it's not to do with the cake, I don't really care.
Okay.
Well.
No, it's to do with the royal baby suite.
Oh, yeah, I know what the issue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know what it is, it is, of course, Australia's largest royal baby sweep, and it was so smooth sailing. What could possibly go wrong with our sweep? You'll find out. It's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The world, of course, is talking about the royal baby sweep, and we have a conclusion.
It's time for... Australia's biggest.
My name is what?
Royal Baby Sweep.
Hi, my name is what?
What? Yeah.
So if you missed it, the royal baby boy has a name.
Yes.
Little Archie. Little Archie, Harrison. What's the third name? Millicent? No, something.
Matt Stompleton.
No, something. Something. Anyway.
Batten Windsor.
Yes. Now, yes. Well done. It's not going to have a royal title. They've decided they want him to be able to grow up without any, you know.
Oh, he'll
extra
grow up
pressure.
And he'll add that. He'll be like, call me Prince.
If you haven't seen the two of them, it's very cute watching them present a little bub, Archie, to the world. I really like the fact that he held
Nobody
the baby,
cares
not
about
her.
The royals. We just care
they
about
do.
The royal baby sweep. Now, we got 100 names because we wanted to do the largest baby sweep ever.
Yep.
And so we got the favourites.
Yeah.
The favourites of the names, all the bookies' favourites.
Yep.
And then we got the most popular English names.
Yep.
We got the most popular American names. And then we got a whole bunch of wild cards just to make it fun.
Like Slim Shady and Kanye and...
Yep. Drake is in there.
Yep.
And out of those 100 names...
Yeah.
Archie.
So we were going to give the prize to whoever we, you know, got the winning name.
Yeah. So we got 100 people in the biggest room.
Yeah, and they all called up. We spent, three days doing it, actually. It's been
it was
great
only
fun.
Two, but it felt like three.
Yeah. So
Archie,
we've got a winner.
Archie is not on our list of 100 names. There's some good news and there's some bad news.
So who put the list together? Because you ran the sweep. Was it you that put the list together?
It doesn't matter at this point. Just that Archie's not on the list. But Blake does join us on the phone now. Blake, can you say what name you got?
Harrison.
Harrison. Now, Harrison is the middle name.
Yeah.
So that's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
What do you reckon, Blake? Do you think you should win?
I reckon 100% I should.
Okay.
Okay, who else is close?
Then I thought Archie, what's the closest one to Archie? And I went through our list and Arthur, one of the favourite names.
Do you think Arthur was one of the favourites.
Emma, you got Arthur. It's the same Emma that you're baking the cake for.
Is it?
It's my day. It's my birthday. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the 100 people, it's the same Emma.
I realise because we were giving it to callers. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're already getting the cake, so I don't think Emma gets two prizes.
Oh, you are brutal.
I've turned on you, Emma.
Yeah, and the cake sucks as well. So I'm joking. We haven't seen the end of that. Let's go to Ben. Now, Ben's from the Central Coast.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to call Ben back was just because I liked him. How are you, Ben?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. You got what name for the sweep?
I got Slim Shady.
Yeah. So it wasn't Slim Shady, but do you think...
Oh, yeah, he's playing under us.
Do you think you should...
Sorry, I've just noticed.
It's all right. I didn't realise that Emma was the same Emma from the cake. So together we're making a pretty mean team. Ben, do you think you should win and why?
Oh, I think I definitely should win because, you know, I think that's the sort of name should be, like, put into the royal family. Yes. So, I think that's something that should be a winner, you know?
Blake, would you be happy? Because I feel like you've got the middle name in your name. So you are technically, the next in line to the throne. Would you be willing to give Ben a tiny bit of your voucher?
No, don't,
yeah, I could,
Blake,
do that for him because I like a bit of it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, because I reckon we can get a bit extra because it's from the wonderful folks at Indota.
Yeah.
Buzzy, can you give Blake the big prize and chuck Ben $100?
I reckon we can give Blake. Blake, you're going to get, because you did get the second name, the middle name, $300 spent it in Dota.
Yay!
Yeah,
Blakey boy.
And you know
give
what, Benny?
Give it to your mum for Mother's Day, Blake.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. And I know the legends at Indota are really, really happy to be associated with the Royal Baby Name Sweep, the biggest in Australia. $100 going your way as well, Ben. Well done.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How are you feeling about how your first ever Royal Baby Sweep went?
I'm just looking around for other things that we can put in a sweep. I mean, I think we can do the weather each day. I think we can just make this the home of the sweep.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy.
You might need to find a new co-host. Okay. And nearly kill
you. You know what we can do to find a new co-host?
What?
We could do a sweep.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, Carrie is currently decorating and making a cake for Emma. It's a Toothless from How to Train a Dragon. You can see that online at our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
I'd just like to point out I didn't make the cake.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. Any professional cake decorator pre-buys them at Woolies.
Any professional.
And I've mixed a bit of sponge with a bit of mud because they didn't have the shapes and sizes I needed.
Yes.
So it looks a mess underneath, but it's going to look good on top.
That's fine. Yep. That's all we ask of people.
Of course, yeah.
Just look good
to
on
present
top.
Well.
I don't care what's going on under the surface. Just say you're
We're
happy.
We're all a mess underneath.
Yeah. Because you've got cable ties.
Okay, let's be honest. You brought this whole segment to me. I don't know a lot about it. I've just watched a video of something you want to attempt to do,
yeah.
And I'm going to try and get on board. Not fully understanding what we're doing.
It looked fun, but I didn't want to open the article.
Okay, so you've said there's this zip. So, tie escape
so
artist.
If you know, there's cable ties, those pieces of plastic that go one way and they lock and then you can't pull them apart.
Yep.
I saw an article that says, here's how you get out of cable ties, but then I didn't want to watch it because I thought,
when do you need to get out of cable ties?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the weekends I've had.
Okay, sure. Is it you that's getting out of them?
It's never happened, but I just like to think if I'm in a situation where someone...
Cable ties me.
Okay. That I've got the means to get.
Okay, well, you do because I've watched this guy and you've got the means. I should point out we tried it with Sondra, our producer, before and she injured herself.
I heard a lot of screaming.
Yep. So be
it
careful.
It makes me think it's going
to
be fun.
I've moved my cake out the way because I don't want that damaged.
Do you need to cable tie
me
up?
Yes, I need to cable tie you. Now, as I cable tie you.
So my hands together.
So you got it.
Sondra's just stealing my watch here.
This is all on Instagram as well. So at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see it go down.
And I'm wearing an apron. How you should do the show. Can you come a bit closer?
Yes.
Move your mic. So you got to do the cable tie very, very tight, according to this guy.
No, you don't.
You do. That's what he says. You have to do it really tight. So he tightens it and then he tightens it more and then tightens it and then use your teeth. He uses his teeth to tighten it. Yep, tighten it right up.
Why did I listen?
Right up. Yeah. Oh, oh don't,
that
yep,
looks real good. Tight.
Yeah, it is real tight.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh. That's too possibly too tight.
Is it too tight?
No. Most, he's right. Don't worry about him.
My circulation's
Mate, this is your idea, right?
My hands are going pink.
Buzz, do we have
my
a
hands
little,
are going pink.
Do we have a little
quick,
bit of audio?
Quick.
Shush.
Show me the tutorial.
Do we have the audio of what he says?
Yes, so as Carrie shows the video to Tommy, this is the video, the audio for the video if you want to
try. His aren't tight at all.
So we've got these as tight as we can go. Mm-hmm. In one fluid motion, you're going to come from the top and push down, and you almost want to simulate touching your shoulder blades together as you come down. So here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh. Busting out of zip ties.
So he's out. Is Tommy still?
Okay.
Oh, my
still in his?
Gosh. Oh, no. Yep. That's
so what you've got to
work.
Do is almost like you're at the gym or doing Pilates and you're pulling your shoulder blades together.
This is one of these tricks
you're going to have to stand up. Don't do it near us and hurt us. And you have to pull your
okay.
don't do what Sonda did and jam your elbows into your stomach. You got to they've got to go. She just lost okay. a rib
so
in the process past your stomach,
back,
past your stomach, and clench your shoulder blades back. But you got to okay. start up really high.
But this is going to
yep.
really hurt me.
Yep, it
right,
is
so
going to really hurt you.
Attempt number one.
Okay, one.
Okay, so my shoulders
oh, I feel like I'm going to get
and
hurt.
So I'm going to pull it back against
and
my
gonna,
stomach
no,
as hard
and
as I can.
Pull it,
all this is on Instagram as well. If you want to see it,
clench your shoulder blades together.
Okay, count me down.
Three,
five, oh. four.
I'm looking at the clock.
Three, two, one, go.
Oh, oh my God!
Amazing!
Oh, my God!
I so didn't think that was going to happen.
Oh, come at me, kidnappers. I'm ready.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
They've got these two-way zips. So
yes.
easy. When you've got changing like five poos a day, it's like, oop, zip up. And zip back down and
just,
on you go.
Just like an empty an
on the
empty
baby,
zip.
That is. I'm not changing it for my own.
They don't make adult-sized ones with two-way zips.
No. All right, if you just joined us
remember
for the
that
first...
safari that you went on? You
that would have been
you
perfect.
You would have killed for a two-way zip on oh, that.
We're doing this throughout the whole
butt over the edge of the
show.
Carrie started baking cakes. Ooh, she started baking cakes. Carrie's gonna bake a cake, a cake, a cake. Carrie's gonna bake a cake, a cake, a cake.
Hey, being the novice yep. and coming to the master as you are, I've got a few questions.
Yeah, sure.
What temperature did you put the oven on to bake the cake?
I've told you what. It's a novice who would think that a professional cake decorator, I don't call myself a baker, cake decorator, pre-buys the cakes.
Hang on, how come the song says Carrie's baking cakes?
Carrie started baking cakes. Ooh, she started baking cakes. Carrie's gonna bake a cake, a cake, a cake. Carrie's gonna bake
Carrie's
a cake,
gonna
a,
buy
cake,
a cake,
a cake.
Carrie started buying cakes, a cakes, a cakes.
Look, I wasn't involved in making that little ditty, so I didn't
realise.
That's
yet another thing you didn't make.
I am making a toothless cake from How to Train Your Dragons for one of our listeners, Emma,
yes.
because I posted a picture of making a cake for Evie for her birthday a few months ago.
Was that
ago.
Another store-bought one?
Yep. I hand-decorated it, store-bought. Actually, no, that was a rainbow cake.
Okay.
I made that myself from scratch, that rainbow cake.
Great.
Emma's not worthy of me making one from scratch. Oh.
No, but there's still a
sorry,
lot of effort.
Sorry,
Em.
Yes, this has taken me night and day in
yeah.
amongst my busy life with a five-month-old. I'm not making your cake. I'm decorating it.
And you're delirious. Your hands are all black because Toothless is black.
Yeah.
And so there's just litres and litres of, is this icing sugar? What is it?
This is icing fondant.
A fondant.
Yeah. Anyway, how
Did
do you,
you
think
bake
it's
that?
Looking?
The fondant?
No, you don't bake the fondant. You roll it
oh
out,
gosh.
Mate.
Oh, God. Someone has basically just gone to a shop.
I didn't go to a shop. Anyway, I've still
Carrie
got a long way to go.
A lot on
stop
shopping,
talking,
shopping,
so.
Shopping.
There is an update of the cake that Carrie is decorating on our Instagram, at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Spice Girls wannabe in London when we take a bunch of amazing listeners over there. That's what's happening, right, guys?
Yeah.
Well I mean, we're hopeful.
We're hopeful.
Yeah.
Because we've acted on the theory. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And so we thought, let's just put all the pieces together. Because as we know from working in radio, if you say things on air, they have to happen.
The boss has to agree to it.
Yeah. So yeah. if we just say it enough, it had to happen. So we've gone through and we've pieced together. We got listeners to call up and go, yeah, well, we can't wait to go to the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Ah! We got some celebrity endorsements.
Oh,
and
that's
I thought,
right.
If
Tim
we put
and
it, yeah, if we put it all together in a package and then just play it,
yeah.
the boss is going to be like, guys, I was a little like sketchy on it before. But now that I've heard, because I've got too much of a pea brain, I can't envision big
I wouldn't
global
call the boss
ideas.
Because
I'm too much of a simpleton to work out how this is going to sound.
Once again.
Because I'm too much of a nuffy to work out how it's all going to come together. Don't worry.
If you cost me a trip to the Spice Girls, I'm going to be very cross at you.
Cost you a trip to the Spice Girls? I'm going to make you a trip to the Spice Girls because listen to this.
It's the event that has the whole world talking.
The Spice Girls have a reunion coming up.
Spice Mania.
I cannot believe this moment has come.
And the excitement levels are through the roof.
I have it on tape when I was younger. I used to love it.
I love the Spice Girls.
We love the Spice Girls.
I love the Spice Girls and I hope they come to Australia.
Sorry. I love the Spice Girls and I really want Carrie and Tommy to go to London.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
The excitement levels are pretty good. And some of the biggest names in entertainment.
Oh, hey guys, it's Larry Emden.
What's up, party people? It's Tim O'Matic here.
It's Christian Hall.
Want to come to Carrie Bickmore, Tommy Little, the Spice Girls live in London. And you're coming with us. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, but some of the conditions are that we haven't actually been allowed to do the trip yet, but Bickmore, listen to this. Hey, Buzz, you know how...
Sorry, a message just come through from our boss. I don't like being called a nuffy. Okay, keep that in mind.
Well, only a nuffy knows if they're being talked about, so that could have been a number of our bosses. Buzz, you are at the studio. We are at the granny flat.
Yes.
Now, you are at Nuffy headquarters.
Yeah.
So, stop calling her.
I didn't mean her. Who are you talking about? Oh, mate, you can't do that.
I didn't do anything. I'm not calling anything any.
I was talking about the other one.
Which other one?
And then, so
I am at Nuffy headquarters, yes.
Buzz, so you're at Nuffy headquarters.
Yeah.
Have a look through the power of the promo that we have built.
Yeah.
Look out there, the glass walls, and see how many bosses are walking towards your office to sign off
running,
on this trip.
Running.
Tell us.
I can see zero. It's 20 to 4. I don't think they're still here, to be honest.
They've left.
Oh, they must have.
They want to listen to our show on the drive home.
Must be.
So despo. Okay. We'll expect an answer on our desk.
Stop talking about them like that.
Okay. These despo nuffies better have an answer.
Where have we
ended? Pretty soon, or we'll take our show to another network.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What's happening now?
Well, we're going to do Bickmore's bits.
I don't have time to do my bits, mate. I'm making a cake.
All right. Well,
can you do my bits
your
today?
Your cake's nearly done.
Yeah, I know, but we don't have much of the show left and I have to finish decorating it. Well, can you? Where are they? Can you do them? You do them.
I wasn't prepared for this.
It's time for
Tommy's
Bits. Here we go now.
Do you just read what it says on
there? No, I've usually pre-read what the topic is and then I put it in my own words.
The Australian Limited Edition Post Malone X Crocs collaboration.
That's the story you loved. Post Malone brought out Crocs.
Oh, I can just tell you this.
Yeah, okay, tell me about that.
He brought out Aussie Crocs with...
He's touring at the moment.
Yes.
Yep. And he did a collaboration.
It's my bits, mate.
I know, but he's not doing them very well.
Gosh. And they all sold out. And so now they're on eBay for like $700.
Yeah. A pair of Crocs.
And they're hella ugly, but I think they're cool.
What colour are they?
They're like green and kind of like a crocodile infested.
Are you sure? Because you are colourblind.
I think they're green or brown or potentially yellow. They all kind of blend into one for me.
So have you bought some? Because you love stuff like that. You love Post Malone.
I think we should buy them for the show.
What do you mean?
Like show Crocs.
That we all have to wear. Like when you go into a studio and you're made to wear Crocs because you can't wear open-toed shoes.
Let's get Post Malone
we should have
Crocs.
A policy here that when stars arrive, they have to wear the Crocs when they come into the studio.
Out of the three of us, quickly, let's vote. All those in favour of show Post Malone Crocs, say aye.
Aye. The eyes have it.
Oh, buzzy.
So our boss,
only had enough for two pairs.
Our boss, the Nuffy that you were talking about before, maybe she can approve the budget for them. $700?
Yep. Okay.
Good.
Kids who do chores.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise. A study that says kids who do chores may be more successful as adults. Yeah, of course. Who would have thought?
My son's listening.
Kids who are more successful at being kids are more successful as adults.
What sort of chores? Dishwasher?
I don't know. I'm doing your bit, so I never read past the first line.
Did you have to do chores growing up?
Yeah, I had to mow the lawns.
tissue.
Yeah. And then every now and then you go over a dog turd and it'd splat out the back. Oh. It was horrific.
Gross. And look where you've got now. Yeah. That's okay. What kids will aspire to.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah. Well,
I'm assuming
she's
the
had
news,
a bub.
News is she maybe said something nice to someone.
No. I know what the news is. The news is the name of her baby. Read the name of her baby. Nah. I'm going to read it.
We're only going to do a baby sweep. If I read the name of her baby, we're going to have to do a baby sweep before we do it.
No, her baby's name
Buzz,
is Jean.
We're going to have to need 100 names.
Jean. No, don't. Tell people what her baby's name is.
I don't know, mate.
It is. Can you give me the piece of paper?
Okay.
Really annoying me.
Sorry.
The baby's name is Jean.
You know how some people say you have an issue with control? I don't believe them. I reckon
Jean
you'll find
Jean Attell Fisher. And everyone's laughing because it sounds a bit like... I can't remember what it sounds like. Oh, genital. Jean Attell. They're saying what a name to give a kid.
So are you making fun of this baby's name?
No, I'm not. That's what I'm telling you what people are saying. I'm not. Jean Attell is a lovely name.
You've got a gorgeous, innocent kid there and you're just making fun
I'm not making
name.
Fun. I'm just sharing the news. Whoa. You're not doing a very good of it.
Wow.
Job of
Anyone
it.
Else you want to tease before we're done or... Is Bully Bickmore done for the day?
I'm going back to baking my cakes or decorating them.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, it is not just us here.
No.
Because I believe you have some questions of our newest staff member.
Well, you know when someone joins the family, a new work colleague.
The cult.
You know a few things about them when they arrive.
Yes.
But it's usually over the weeks and months that follow. Sometimes years that the other side of them comes out.
Well, you still insist on that archaic initiation paddling ceremony. So you know more than most bosses would know.
So today we had Tyra, the newest member of our team, is doing a digital online stuff in the kitchen with me. Yeah. And Tyra was talking to our producer, Sonda, about her dog voice.
Yes.
And my ears picked up because I thought, ooh, love somebody that's got a dog voice.
Do you know what I like about this? Is I got to walk in because I've already spent the week away with Tyra in the NT and so I know how nuts she is.
Yeah.
And it was nice seeing the penny drop in your head.
Yeah.
Because I heard, like, oh yeah, I'm across all the crazy.
See, I knew none of this. I heard dog voice. Then I heard.
She presents quite sane.
Oh, she presents very sane.
Yeah, like she's wearing a scarf, and you look very presentable and well put together.
Then I heard his own Instagram page, and I thought, does she mean her partner? Or and then I said, your dog, and she said, yes. And then she said, and I engage with people online, speaking as my dog.
Yes.
And that's when I went, this is something that everybody needs to know about. Yeah. Everyone needs to hear this.
And to give you an idea about the team that we work with, when we brought this up before, Buzz got all defensive because he's like, and that's because Buzz also has his dog's Instagram account.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, but his isn't going as well as Tyra's.
Okay, so hold on. How many Instagram followers does your dog Winston have?
Probably 400 or 500.
Buzz only got the dog to get the Instagram account.
Okay.
I use it to get free stuff.
Okay, we've had enough of you now, Buzz. Tyra, welcome.
Thank you.
How many followers does your dog have on Instagram?
Currently, he's sitting at 1,110.
As if you didn't know that. Why did you have to look that up?
It just keeps growing.
give the account a plug if people want to see it on Instagram.
At Ernie Goodboy, because he's a very good boy.
Ernie Goodboy.
Yes.
Now, just because I've seen the dog now.
Oh, it's a munted dog.
The way you describe the dog is nothing like what it looks like.
Such a munted dog.
He's completely munted.
The first photo you showed of me, I thought it was cute because I thought, oh, he's just either been recently attacked.
Or rescued.
Or
like
he's come
Husey's
out of
dog.
The, come out. Of, I thought you were going to say like Husey. And I was like, yes, exactly like Husey. Or he's like come out of the surf because his hairs are like, and you're like, no, he's just been groomed. That's how he's meant to look.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He's what? A little scruff,
the beard's
scruff
not
dog.
It's the problem. It's the rest of the head.
I don't understand.
He's got big ears.
But dogs are hairy. How do you tell what's beard and what's just fur?
Oh, yeah. I think he's got like a... So they groom him. He's a griffin.
What's a griffin mean? I mean, I know it's a type of dog.
Yeah,
it's like Harry Potter. Yeah, he looks a bit like a gremlin.
Right.
Or an Ewok.
Yeah, he does look like a gremlin. Yeah.
So, I don't know, the type of coat he has, they grow hair on their face. But
even the
so
females?
Much. Yeah.
Oh, that's harsh.
Okay, so when did you start thinking that you could speak in his voice? Like, what is his voice? If you had to put on, what's your dog's name? Ernie. If you had to put on an Ernie voice, what is that?
He's kind of like a bit cheeky, but a bit, little bit gangster.
So he'd
be like, oh, hey, little mama.
Oh, hey, little mama.
Like, someone just commented.
Yeah.
And was like, like,
what
so this is
write?
Someone else talking as their dog.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. You have conversations with people on Instagram where they pretend to be their dog and you pretend to be your dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
This, it's a really exciting life.
Back in the day, you used to have to hold your dog up in front of your face and or a little more. Now, at least you can do it in the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, right. So, what have they written back?
So he goes, bruh, long time no see. Liking the orange really brings out your eyes, man. And then Ernie replied, going, eh, thanks, bro. Appreciate the love.
So good.
So, has he got a girlfriend?
He doesn't have a girlfriend, but he is going through puberty at the moment, so he's humping a lot.
Right.
So his girlfriend is currently...
What's he humping?
A stuffed teddy at home.
Oh, so this is in real life. This is not his Instagram life.
No, this is...
Buzz did the same thing when he went through puberty.
he still likes it.
No, he's a bit of a player. He's got a few girlfriends online.
By a few girlfriends, do you mean a few other teddies? Or actually
no, there's online. A few girls. And they comment. They're like, looking good, Ernie.
You know, I don't think Tara's realised that they're the people and not the dogs.
Dogs, yeah. No. So where does this end? Where do you see this?
In an asylum.
Where do you see this going?
With a straitjacket and a padded room.
I reckon there'd be people that are doing far, like, more bizarre things with their pets. Well,
oh, I thought you were going to say on the internet. I was like, yeah.
No, and even me saying pets. With their pet sounds wrong. You know what I mean?
What's the weirdest thing you've done with an animal? Give us a call.
No, we're absolutely not doing that one.
No, that's fair. Maybe we're being a little harsh, though. Maybe this isn't as weird as I think it is.
What, you think people all over the country are being dogs?
I don't know, maybe. 131060. I'd love to hear from the people that have their dog voices. So if you have an account on Instagram,
and
if you
message, pretend to be your dog and you have a voice for your dog,
yeah,
we want to hear
call.
From them and we want to hear their dog's voice.
Yeah. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think I might be the idiot here.
I mean, look at the calls coming through.
Our phones have gone into meltdown. Tyra, who works with us, is her dog on Instagram, has an account and responds to people as her dog.
Mm.
And what is it? What's the account again?
Ernie Good Boy.
Which has just had how many followers during that song?
Like 300 more followers.
He is going off. And what are the followers saying about your munted dog?
That he's not munted. He's not munted and... that he is gangster.
Yeah. Because so, you respond.
Glad that voice.
You respond to people and you've got his voice in your head, which sounds a little something like.
Hey, little mama.
Yeah.
Hey, little mama.
Hey, little mama. How often does he say, hey, little mama?
He says it to the girls or to the boys. He's like, sup, bro.
Yeah. Let's go to Rob. Rob, is this something you do as well?
Yeah, it is actually. I got myself a little Australian Shepherd puppy a few weeks ago and thought she was deserving of her own Instagram.
Yeah. So, and and what's the Instagram account?
Hers is camilla.d.aussie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And how does she sound when you respond?
Oh, she's more just like, oh, my God, so cute. Like, you two are like love heart eyes and puppy emojis. And
a lot of literally?
Not so much literally, just like more, oh, my God, or so cute, or thanks, because she's Queen Camilla. So.
Maybe she could date Eddie.
Oh.
Maybe.
Ernie.
Oh, yeah, a lot of humping. Oh. Yeah. Well, dogs be dogs.
At least somebody's getting some.
Good on you, Rob. Thanks, Camilla, as well. Let's go to
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you about to give, I couldn't remember the dog's name again, and Ernie a run for his money and the number of followers your little dog has?
Yep. So I have a beagle and his name's Charlie and he has 12,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh my God.
What's his name?
Charlie.
Charlie.
And do you respond to people as Charlie?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, so I'm going to, Sarah, it's been nice chatting to you, but I'm just going to chat to Charlie for a second. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Sorry,
amazing.
Youngest.
Sarah, sorry, Charlie, do you want to give your Instagram a plug?
It's Charles_the_beagle.
Woof, woof. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa from Newcastle. Lisa, are you the same? Have you got a dog that is worthy of its own Instagram account?
No, my dog is too lazy and doesn't understand technology.
Okay, good.
So I talk for... I have a dog and a cat and I talk for them both. and they will sometimes have conversation between myself. So I will be sitting on the couch as my dog, picking a fight with my cat. And
so, amazing. And we need, so how we do need they to sound? Hear. Yeah, we yeah. need to hear this.
Well, Wally is a stupid Russian, so Wally tends to talk like this. And yeah. Spike is a kitten, so she has a voice like this.
Okay, can you have a conversation as both?
Well, I like to bite Wally on his penis.
Oh.
And this is absolutely traumatizing for me.
What's happening here?
I'm not sure. I'm having fun, though.
You know how we were saying before that perhaps it was a tad weird, and then we were like, nah.
Right, nah, we're wrong. Look at all the calls we've got. Now I'm back on the fence.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need to know straight up is the great sweep. I've been busy this afternoon, so I haven't heard what's gone on here. Was Archie one of the names in your great sweep?
Well, Hughes, we had 100 names in the sweep.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. What a disaster.
Has that driven a wedge between the team? Because I can see Carrie, you knew this was going to happen, didn't you?
I mean, I did. That's why I let him build himself up.
It just means we're going to be bigger and better with our next sweep.
To be fair, I've been baking cake, so I've been a bit distracted because I've been baking a toothless cake from How to Train Your Dragon for Emma, one of our listeners. I've just sent it to you so you can see. I just finished, put the finishing touches on it.
It looks great.
I mean, don't critique it too
whilst
much.
Whilst the guys look at it, let's play the opener because it is amazing.
Oh, Carrie
started baking cakes. She started baking cakes. Carrie's gonna bake a cake, a cake, a cake. Carrie's gonna bake a cake, a cake, a cake.
That is incredible.
It is stunning.
But I can see Hughesy turning his phone round and round and round going, what is that?
Look, I would not have thought you would ever bake a cake like that, to be honest. So it's a real new Carrie Bickmore.
Carrie Cookmore.
The choice of words that you use. Yeah, even Carrie Cookmore. Tell the guys how much cooking went into the cake.
Mate, I decorated the cake. So I told you only an amateur would also cook the cake. You buy the cake from the shops and then you decorate it.
Is that true, Katie?
I bake the cake.
Oh, mate, when's the last time you baked a cake for a listener, hey?
You know what, none of you are close to my wife.
Well, I'm sorry,
have you seen my wife's cakes over the years, Carrie?
Look, your wife's cakes are going to top mine any day because I know your wife is very
good. My sister makes a pretty mean cake.
I know she's very good too. Yeah.
When was the last time she cooked a cake for a listener, Mr. Little?
She's not on radio.
Actually, we could get her on. We could do that tomorrow.
You know what? It's baby steps for Carrie. We need to applaud Carrie hard here because that is a big effort for a woman who's later in life changing course. Changing
tack. Later in life. I don't think you can say later in life.
He said it.
Oh, Carrie, the thing you're achieving in your twilight years.
Black icing. Yeah, black icing is the most annoying thing ever.
It's all over my hand.
Do you know she bought it from the store? Yeah.
Carrie.
Emma, the listener is on the phone now. Hey, Em, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
That's good. Living the dream. Have you seen your finished toothless cake?
I have, and I'm very excited. Oh, thank you so much. I love it. And so does my son.
That's amazing.
Oh, I think the
excitement really dropped out of your voice. We spoke to you at the start of the show.
I'm trying to be calm.
Because you're angry, excited?
I'm a 35-year-old getting a toothless cake. I feel a bit silly, but I'm really excited.
Well, you're on radio.
No, that's great.
And we in our years, our journey in radio, we used to have a policy on people who won prizes and weren't excited enough.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited.
You don't like it, do you, Em?
Yes, you can't have my cake. We're on our way.
Oh, God. It's stunning. Is it too late for me to make another one?
My son would never forgive me.
Oh, it's really good.
I'm all for making it with the already made cake, so don't feel bad. Good idea.
I mean, don't eat it, Emma.
So many hands are touched.
You know, so many people have asked if they can eat some, and I'm not letting them. It's for photos. I love it. No one's allowed to eat my cake.
Did you buy the cake from Michelle's Patisserie? Is that where you got it from, or where did you get the cake from?
It's from Woolies. This is one of their mud cake.
Perfect. It'll be fresh.
Good. Yeah.
You can see a photo of the cake that Carrie has made. It's on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy really Show. Good. Hughie and Kate are next to drive you home. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Good day.
See you guys. See you tomorrow.
Tiny but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.